it is my great pleasure to welcome to the studio here in Near FM today, Mary Mooney and Tom Doyle from the Events and Tourism Promotion Section. So, Tom, are you the romantic voice of Dublin City Council this Valentine's Day?
I am indeed.
Good.
Yes, I am indeed. And basically what we have coming up for Valentine's Day is a very exciting new festival. This is the first year of the festival. And basically what's happening is a series of events across the city during the day. So we're going to have poets serenading people on the bridges in Dublin City Centre. So we'll have the Millennium Bridge, the Hapenny Bridge and O'Connell Bridge. We'll also have what's called an alternative love trail. So you're going to find out very interesting historic and romantic stories about Dublin along this trail. And there's a map. And the map can be downloaded from our website. And also I'm going to actually leave a load here in the Civic Centre if people want to come in and collect them.
Good.
So basically along that route we'll also have pop-up portraits and portraits of love where we'll have a photographer and some interesting props, and we're going to try and get families and couples to get involved and get their photo taken and be in what's called the Gallery of Love. So we have that going on. We also then, to finish off the day, we have a concert in Meeting House Square. And we have very popular Irish acts, Cathy Davey and Ham Sandwich performing. So that's kicking off at 9 o'clock. Now that event will be over 18s, so it's more for the adults. But it's a free event and first come, first served. So make sure to arrive early to avoid disappointments. But they're great acts, so it should be a great concert.
Well, this is very, very much family-centred Valentine's Day. As I see it, it's just not for the true, pure romantics.
Yeah, it's kind of, as I said, with the alternative love trail, we're trying to do something a bit fun with it as well. So you're going to have some very interesting, kind of quirky stories about Dublin's romantic past. And we also have a competition running called Dublin Love Stories.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, so we're asking people to write in up to 150 words, basically, their story of how they met in Dublin, and to apply to events@dublincity.ie. So that's our email address, and they could be in with a chance to win a meal in the Church Barn restaurant, where actually Arthur Guinness got married. So the funnier the better the stories, and basically, as I said, the deadline for that then is the 13th of February. So we'll be announcing the winner after that.
And is this now about their own love life?
Yeah, it's basically a story of, I suppose, how they met, you know.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be in Dublin?
Well,
does it? It does,
but, you know.
If they live in Dublin, is that not good enough?
If they live in Dublin, it's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, you know, and as I said, the funnier the better. You know, so.
And I'm sure there are some funny stories.
Oh, gee, yeah.
I'm sure there are.
Absolutely.
Very funny stories.
Or how you fell in love with Dublin as a city.
Yeah.
As well.
That too. Yeah.
Which we all did.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So there's a lot of stories like people meeting under Cleary's clock and that
yes.
kind of thing, you know. So.
I don't remind me of these things, Tom. Please be kind to me today. Be kind to me. And tell me about the times. Now, when I say it's family-centred, I see that 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock.
1 o'clock to 5 o'clock is the
that's
Bridges
great.
Of Love. So that's the three bridges that I mentioned where we're going to have poets on the bridges. We're also going to have them giving out chocolates and flowers to passers-by. So that's between 1 and 5. The alternative love trail as well. At 1 and 5, you'll get the pop-up portraits of love. They'll be around this city from that time. So that's more of the family stuff. And then later on, from 9 o'clock, we move on to Meeting House Square for the adult concert. Yeah.
And I see that. Well, aren't you very lucky? It's on Saturday. Saturday's a great day for footfall in town.
Absolutely, yeah.
For families to come in.
Yeah, it fell right for us this year.
It did. Yeah. And how many years have you been doing this, Tom?
This is the first year. This is the first year. So this is an events unit initiative. So, you know, we're hoping that it goes well and we can build on it then for next year going forward. I mean, because we saw a bit of a niche there, that there was nothing really happening kind of citywide on Valentine's Day. So we're kind of starting kind of small enough with this one, and then hopefully, you know, we branch out next year and kind of develops from there. But we definitely felt there was a gap for it.
And how right you are. And tell me about the involvement of kids now on a Saturday afternoon. I see you have Paul Timoney here. He does workshops for children. Is this to bring the children into the event?
Yeah, that's right.
And yeah, storytelling. And
exactly. Mm. And we'll also have, with the portraits of love, we're kind of looking to get families involved to get their photos taken, as well as couples. So there's a bit for everyone there.
And is there a charge for the photographs?
No,
this is all free.
Everything is free. Yeah, everything is free.
Well, that is great.
Yeah.
That will certainly encourage people to come into town on that day. And tell me about the background to all this. What, you know, your unit, what you work, how you get this all together, Tom.
The events unit, I suppose our main aim is to manage and promote the use of the public space, you know, in Dublin City through a series of events such as music festivals, charity events, film shoots. If you look at last year, you know, the number of events that we were involved with, it kind of splits evenly. We had sporting events such as the Giro d'Italia, which was the big bike race, and we do the women's mini marathon, that kind of thing as well. So sporting events, we've a lot going on, and then we have a lot of film shoots. We had like the Jameson Film Festival, and that'll be happening again this year. We also were involved with Penny Dreadful, which was a big international production who shot a lot of, you know, the scenes here. So we would kind of help those kind of things out, you know, to get them into Dublin. And, you know, it's all about kind of creating a buzz about Dublin. So, and animating the public space in a fun way, you know. And we're trying to also looking at abroad to kind of, you know, make an appeal, you know, for tourists to come into Dublin and local visitors as well to come in and spend a day in town. So really our aim is to, you know, promote the use of the public space in a fun way. We're looking for, and, you know, inclusive events. Like we do a lot of cultural events that such as the Chinese New Year's Festival. So that's, I think Mary's going to speak about that coming up. And you know, so we do a lot. You know.
Is there a big budget for that?
Through this year, we in our submissions, we expect to have €350,000 for events. There'll also be other events that, you know, during the year, that like smaller stuff that you'll get someone coming in saying they want to do a film shoot, you know, with three people, that kind of thing. We'll assist them, we'll help them out, you know. And a big thing is as well as safety. You know, we want to make sure that every event that happens is safe. So, you know, anything that comes in, it's assessed. You know, we'll make sure that there's a risk assessment provided. We basically run everything by the guards, the HSE, to make sure everything is compliant before
crowd
we
control,
give it.
Everything.
Absolutely, you know. So, you know, so safety is huge, is key, you know.
Well, that's good. And so you get cooperation all over the place for these events, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have a great partnership with the Gardaí and the HSE and like the civil defence and stuff. So, you know, everybody's kind of in the same boat that we want to, you know, promote Dublin and get it moving. So,
well, it sounds great, Tom. Mary, you're sitting there very quietly. Mary Mooney.
Thomas did a great job.
Mary, you tell me now, your end of it, what you particularly...
Yeah.
I know you work together, but...
Yes, we do. Mm. I suppose I'm going to kind of focus on the upcoming events, just to give a little snapshot of what's coming up between now and March. So there's some really nice events coming up. So Tradfest, a start that actually launches today. So that's going from the 28th of January to the 1st of February. That's presented by the Tampa Bar Company, but it's supported by Dublin City Council. So this year they have the festival divided up into five different categories. So there's headline concerts, there's front row sessions, there's Trad Fringe, there's a music trail, and there's Trad Kids. So whichever category, I suppose, you think that you fit into, you can see what's happening under that category and then kind of decide on what you want to go to.
And what times are they? Is that on any of those events?
Well, all of the information is on their website.
Right.
So the website for that is Tradfest. So if you go on to the website,
find it there.
They've all the
so info that's the
there.
First one you're working on at the moment.
And the highlight for this year is folk singer Donovan. So if anybody is interested, that's the highlight for this year's festival for that one.
Right.
And then another one coming up as well is the Dublin Chinese New Year. Now this is a Dublin City Council initiative, but we work very closely with the Chinese community to develop this festival, and as Tom was saying, to bring them through the process of how you bring, you know, an event into the city. So there's plenty again to choose from under this festival. That's running from the 14th of February to the 28th. So if there's anybody in for the Chinese festival on the 14th. They can also check out Dublin at Valentine's as well, so they can get two festivals in one there.
And you know, there is the Chinese people do make a great effort to promote their own culture.
They do.
With restaurants and events, and very colourful.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's representing their programme. Like, there's stuff around arts and music, education, there's film, there's outdoor events, there's lectures, there's events for children again. And this year, for anybody who's interested as well, it's the year of the sheep. So
the sheep, is that what we are this year?
Yes, this year's the year of the sheep.
Sheep.
So what that promotes...
I must look that up. Besides the obvious. See what that means.
So that's all about being kind and caring, which isn't a bad way to start off the year, I suppose, and to value your family and friendships.
Great.
So that's very nice.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. Mary. So again, if you want to find out about that, you can go onto their website as well, which is cny.ie. Right. So it's a bit of a shorter.
Yeah.
And then Down in Dublin as well is back again from the 23rd of February to the 1st of March. And this is Dublin City's Food Festival. So restaurants throughout Dublin City Centre get involved with special events, they offer great value and offer loads of meal offers in different restaurants.
They do, they take it very seriously. They do, yes.
Mm. So for that, you can find out more about that on dineindublin.ie.
And that just is not city centre. Do you find that goes out to local communities, that the restaurateurs try to, you know, bring it out into different suburban areas?
Yeah, well, I think it's more focused on the city, but you would hope that other restaurants would kind of pick it up and get involved in it, I suppose, to kind of promote their restaurant or, you know, that way. So, but again, all the information is up there on dineindublin.ie, so people can find out more about it there. And the St. Patrick's Festival as well, obviously that's an annual event, so that's back again this year, and it's
always
free.
A great success.
Always a great success. Yeah. And again, that's proudly supported by Dublin City Council. So the programme offers free events for everyone to enjoy. So you can find out more about that on stpatricksfestival.ie. So all the information will be there for that one. And then there's the Festival of Russian Culture, which also starts on the 14th.
Is that new?
So you can get three festivals for one.
Yeah. Is that new, the Russian one?
I don't think it is. No. Now, I'm in the events unit the last year. I'm trying to remember if it's new or not. I don't think it is.
Not 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the plans for that? What's that going to be like?
The Russian Festival, it's an initiative of Dublin City Council and the Moscow government, so a joint initiative there as well. And again, this festival celebrates Russian culture and it raises awareness of Russian music, their art, history, customs. They also have a family fun day as well, so that's going to be for families. There'll be a concert at that as well, so to find out about that you can go onto russianfestival.ie, and that's running until the 22nd of February, so from the 14th to the 22nd of February. So that's kind of a snapshot of the events. And also, it's a very important year for the Mansion House this year. It's 300 years old.
So
there's going to be different events running throughout the year for that. So to find out about that, you can go on to lordmayor@dublincity.ie, and they're going to have what they're going to be doing over the next year. So,
which you might come back in and tell us about as it's unfolding.
As the programme develops.
As it's unfolding during the year.
Yeah,
yes,
so that's going to be big.
The two of you.
Mm. Yeah, so that's been the residence of the Lord Mayor of Dublin since 1715. So
what you're telling me, Mary, now is we've something to do all the time between now and the end of March,
and then
carry on for the rest of the year.
Loads of things happening throughout the year. So I suppose we just wanted to give you a bit of a snapshot.
Heads up on it.
Yeah, exactly, about what's coming up. And if you're interested, sure, you can come along, you know, to it.
I'm sure we'll drop back in and tell you about it.
I must ask you this. When you talk about the Chinese New Year, the Russian, their festival, do the embassies work with you, along with you, or is it the community of people rather than the embassies? Do they become part of the development of this?
So it's you have that partnership, because obviously we wouldn't be, you have to know the
contacts.
Just to link with the community.
And contacts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and to get the link. So it's a partnership approach to the festivals.
And I suppose the aim is total integration at the end of it all.
Well, yeah,
it's integration, isn't it?
Yeah, now that you actually say embassy, last year there was a Nigerian carnival that was happening in Smithfield. And we actually went out to the embassy and met delegates out there to talk to them about you know, putting it together. So there is that connect, you know, that's because once you reach up at the embassy, they, you know, have the contacts within the community.
Yes.
But it's integrating everybody, you know.
And how many of you are working together on this project besides yourself and Mary?
In the team.
Is it a big team?
There's eight of us there at the moment. Seven or eight. Yeah, forget. It's seven of us at the moment. Yeah.
And you're working on this full time?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we each have different events that we're on. So there's kind of two people assigned to different events, and then obviously on a continual basis, you have the people putting in applications for the likes of the photo shoots that Tom was talking about, where they might want to do promotion. So there's always something.
You get a lot of day to day stuff,
yes.
You know, smaller, and then you'll have
the big
events like what Mary was talking about. There's
yes.
a load of though day to day stuff where someone says, "I want to, you know, shoot a scene next
yes.
week,"
yes.
and but. Even with the small things as well, we always ask for, you know, risk assessment and insurance and all
so
that kind of thing to make sure, you know.
Very professionally run as
far as
possible.
It has to be, it has to be.
Yeah.
And so that really tells us an awful lot about Dublin City Council and, you know, we're not... And, of course, we have to acknowledge the parks. Are you working in that area as well? Does
no,
that come under your general
the
area?
The parks unit, yeah, they're on, like, they're in the same section as us, but they would be separate.
Separate to you.
Yeah.
But you come under the Department of Culture, Recreation.
Absolutely, yeah.
And amenities.
And amenities, so that takes...
We'd have a link up, but, like, a lot of times you'll get, you know, people asking to actually fill them in a park. So that's when we'd... You know,
you move
the
in there,
guys, and they take it on from there. You
well,
know,
I, I think you guys got the fun part.
Yeah, it is a very fun job. Yeah. I have to
yes, say. You did.
No, it
yeah,
is.
Absolutely.
It's great.
I can see you both enjoy it.
Yeah,
ah,
no,
yeah,
great.
We do. Yeah,
it's great. Yeah, no,
I suppose we better actually speak about how people can get to know more about us. The
you tell
online
us how they
yes.
they can. How do you get publicity? What's your best way or your easiest way? Or you have to look at everything, obviously.
Yeah, we do. I suppose we set up a Twitter account there last year, which is doing great. We're almost at 1,000 followers. So we'd like to get over that. So if anybody's listening, you can follow us at events_DCC. And basically that Twitter account is updated normally every day. So we update it with the upcoming events. And then we've linked to the websites if they have a website. So we update that all the time. And then our website is www.dublincity.ie/events. Again, you can find everything you need to know about the events unit there. We also issue a yearly programme as well of events.
That is a very useful brochure and booklet.
Yeah.
And I find it in the library.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
It's a great place
to
find it.
Yeah, the libraries. Yeah.
They're great, the library, for promoting.
Yeah.
And it's a great booklet. It's well, very well drawn up and very explicit. And you can keep it in the house, shoved somewhere that, you know, doesn't take up a lot of space, but it's very useful. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And publicity. Media, radio, that you're getting in there now to promote all this, are you?
Yeah, this is our first time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Aren't we honoured? We're very honoured here
very
at the
to have us here.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it's the start of many occasions that you will
absolutely.
Come in to us, both of you.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
It'd be lovely link in to let the community hear. We're a local radio station and we like to let the community know what's going on around them and only a few miles in their city.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So thank you both very much, Mary and Tom, for coming
Thanks,
in.
Cheers.
Thank
it
you
was
very
such
much.
A pleasure.